Welcome aboard. Mike Crispino with you. We're here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. I'm alongside Amani Toomer, the happiest man in camp, Tom Coughlin. They got a full day of work indoors in that great facility, so they didn't miss any steps today at all. But the difference is, there is some difference, is there not, practicing indoors versus outdoors?
Well, not for receivers, but for the interior linemen. This is supposed to be their first day in pads. They're going to do the 9-on-7 drill. But now, if you're a receiver, you pretty much are doing the same thing anyway, shoulder pads, helmet shells. You're just running, trying to make separation and create windows for Eli Manning to throw the ball.
All right, the news of the day still has to do with Akeem Nicks. He's day-to-day, as Tom Coughlin told us. He stayed off the field. He was on a bike. That's not a good sight. You don't like to see your great receiver like Nicks unable to practice, but the Giants have to, they have to practice patience with him, do they not?
They definitely do, because last year he had a lingering injury that only allowed him play for 13 games, and it showed his inability to make big plays towards the end of the year, how it affected not only his production, but it also affected Victor Cruz's production. So, you know, one thing that they have to do is make sure that both of these guys are healthy, because big play offense is something that was missing in them last year down the stretch, and that's one of the reasons why they didn't score as many points as they had in the first part of the season.
There's still 38 days remaining before that first game against the Dallas Cowboys. So they practiced not in full pads, just shoulder pads. And speaking of equipment, some differences in the rules going forward in the regular season. Players will now have to wear thigh pads and knee pads as the season begins. So we heard from Victor Cruz on that adjustment.
Any knee or thigh pads, I was always just a pants guy with the shoulder pads and helmet. So it's new for me, but it's, I had to do it in college, so it's you know, it's nothing I can't get used to. Plus now with the technology, it almost feels like you have nothing on anyone.
So what is the difference for the wide receivers and the defensive backs? They're going to be all weighed down with thigh pads and knee pads.
Oh, it's just mental. It's not a big deal. Everybody played football in high school, played football in college. Everybody's used to playing with the thigh pads in. I think it's a lot, much to do about nothing, because, you know, thigh pads aren't really going to help you when you get hit in the thigh anyway. If you're going to get a thigh bruise, you're going to get a thigh bruise. So I think that, you know, the NFL has problems with player safety and all that stuff. I don't know if this is a real player safety matter, but, you know, they're going to do this and they're going to try and see what more they can do to keep the player safe. And I think it's a decent idea, but I don't know if it's really actually going to do anything.
Well, the NFL's got to approve which pads go in now. So you as a player, and you told me this, and we're going to tell everybody right now, you cheated a little bit with your pads when you played.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying in the NFL. But what you do is you take the thigh pad, you cut it down the middle, and there's a shell in there of the plastic shell of what the thigh pad's supposed to be. You take the shell out, put it in your pants, and from the outside looking in, if you look at somebody's football pants, it looks like there is, you know, you're wearing a thigh pad, but actually you're just wearing a shell. And I don't know how they're going to look at everybody's pads during a game type situation. There's just not that much time, and I don't know if they're going to get a referee to do it, if they're going to get a same person that looks at uniform. It's going to be an issue, because there's a lot of guys and a lot of different ways you can cheat the system.
Yeah, and there's 94 players you have to look at before each and every game. All right, we're 6 days into training camp. You start to develop some trends among the players. Here's Coach Coughlin talking about one positive he saw from his tight end.
Well, I think he's making steady progress. You know, today I thought he practiced well, made some plays, and, you know, more importantly, it looked like from an assignment standpoint, he did well.
So good words from Tom Coughlin about Adrian Robinson, a guy that played just 2 years at Cincinnati, didn't catch many balls at all, and came here with, you know, looking for a chance. He looks pretty good on the field. What do you think?
Well, they drafted him pretty high a couple of years ago, and he's a project. And they've named with Mike Pope, their position coach at tight end. He's helping him out a lot, showing his soft hands, the stuff that you really can't teach. But one of the things that the Giants offense needed to really work on is their running game, and get a big tight end like that, able to move some people around, and not only that, being able to catch the ball down the field. That really gives you an opportunity to have a more balanced attack than they had last year.
He looks like a very good athlete, about everything he does.
Yeah, he does. He didn't really get much opportunity to play last year, because he's really learning the system. So we're going to see how well that transfers over into the onto the playing field.
All right, and Brandon Myers, of course, we know he can catch balls, 79 catches at Oakland, but we're looking forward to seeing him with the Giants when the regular season starts. They did make a couple of roster moves today. They released the wide receiver from UMass, Jeremy Horn, out of foot injury, and they brought in Julian Talley. It's difficult for young guys trying to make football teams, is it not?
Yeah, you got to be able to show whatever you can do as quick as you can do, because they don't know off of your high school tape, off your college tape, whether you're going to transfer over your ability into the pro. So it's going to be an interesting opportunity for those guys to get out there and show what they can do. And if you're not on the field, you don't get a chance to show.
There's a lot of pressure on young guys right from the beginning of training camp. When we return, we hear from Ruben Randall and Stevie Brown. We'll talk Giant wide receivers, and we'll talk about the DBs trying to cover them when we return.
It's time for today's Giants training camp play of the day. Eli Manning back to throw, looking for Victor Cruz, but Corey Webster comes out of nowhere, goes over Victor Cruz to make the interception. That's today's Giants training camp play of the day.
Welcome back to Giants training camp live. Mike Crispino here in studio. We had some rain today, so everything moved inside. One of the stars early on of camp has been Ruben Randall. He's a second-year wide receiver, picked in the end of the second round, 63rd overall, but he's played in all 16 games last year, averaged 16 yards a catch. Here's Anita Marks with Ruben Randall.
Thanks, Mike and Ruben Randall. Listen, I know it's only been 5 days of training camp, but you are the talk of the town when it comes to the wide receiving core. What has been different this year than last?
Just my whole understanding of the offense. Just being out there, be able to play faster when you understand what you're doing. So just being on the same page as Eli, knowing what he wants, and just going out there making plays.
All right, so it's been quite a battle between you and Prince Amukamara, but you've got the best of it so far. Talk about that battle and going up against Prince in camp.
Well, he's a big corner, and that's a lot of work that all of us as receivers need. So when the game does come, when we have a big cornerback that we go up against, we got Prince that we work against each and every week. So it's always great work to go up against guys and their capability. So it's been fun, but, you know, Prince is one of those nagging guys. He likes to read and jump at a lot of things. So it's great work at the end of the day.
All right, so at the end of last season, 2 touchdown receptions against the Philadelphia Eagles. Ending on that note, how excited are you to get back on the field? I know preseason game against the Pittsburgh Steelers is right around the corner.
Well, I just want to continue where I left off. You know, the season didn't go as where I wanted to go. A lot of people say it's okay, you're a rookie, but I expect a lot from myself. So I'm just excited to go out there and continue to just build as a player and just be the best I can be.
Last but not least, talk about what it's like, wide receiving core, being a part of it with Akiem Nicks and Victor Cruz. Defenses, as we know, have to play honest, but it creates a lot of opportunity for you, right?
Right. I mean, when those guys attract a lot of attention, it leaves me out there one-on-one. So as a receiver, you got to love that. And the quarterbacks love that also. So hopefully I can get a lot of those matchups and win a lot of them.
Fantastic. Ruben Randall, Anita Marks. Mike, back to you.
Thank you, Anita. Well, a lot of people say that Ruben Randall reminds them of Amani Toomer. Now, he went to LSU. Obviously, he went to Michigan. Do you see any resemblance?
Well, I mean, we're both the similar size. We're both long striders. But I think Ruben Randall is going to have a great opportunity to make his own stakes and show his own mettle for what he can do and bring for this Giant organization. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen. He's definitely made a huge jump from last year. So we're going to see. I mean, 19 catches. He had, 18 catches more than I did my rookie year. I only had one catch.
One catch?
It's going to be – I can't wait. You know, a guy with talent like that, you love to see talent come to fruition, and this is what we're seeing right here.
Yeah, he had 3 touchdowns last year, and he covers some ground. He runs nice patterns. You were talking about his footwork today when we were watching him.
Yeah, I think there's always room for improvement. And, you know, as a rookie going into second year, you don't expect him to be perfect because he got work to do on his out routes.
All right, let's take a look at it from a defensive perspective. Our next guest, Stevie Brown, last year, his third team in 3 years, Indianapolis, Oakland, no interceptions, 8 interceptions with the Giants, record-breaking year for a Giant defensive back. Here's Stevie Brown with Anita Marks talking about the Giants' wide receiving crew.
Thanks, Mike. Now, with Amani Toomer on the show this evening, I know a lot of talk is about the wide receivers, but who better to have on the show to talk about the wide receivers than a guy who probably knows them better than any of us, and that's defensive back Stevie Brown. Talk about this wide receiving core. Just how good are they?
It's a special bunch. You know, with the crews out there working the slot, you know what he's going to give you. He's quick, he's strong, he's fast, everything like that. He has real shifty routes. Akeem on the outside, he's another fast guy, big hands, goes up and gets the ball. Ruben's been coming on since OTAs. He's definitely impressing a lot of people. He's going up there and getting the ball. He's showing everybody what he really can do. And then the new guy, Lewis Murphy, one of my boys from back in the day, he's doing the same thing that he's always been doing. He's bringing a lot of speed to the table. He can take the top off the defense right now, and he goes and gets the ball.
Well, we talked to Ruben Randle a little bit earlier on in the show, and I asked him, listen, you're in a core with Hakeem Nicks and Victor Cruz. Does it keep defenses honest and open things up for you? What do you do if you're an opposing defense, and you look across, you see Ruben Randle, Hakeem Nicks, Victor Cruz? How do you defend them?
You know, you got to definitely keep them in front of you. That's the main goal right there. You definitely got to keep them in front of you because any one of those three can get behind you and they can take it to the house right now. So as a defense, the main objective at first is to keep them in front of you, and then you got to wrap them up right then.
A guy that you played with in Oakland, Lewis Murphy, is now part of this team, kind of very similar to what he can bring to this core. What does that mean to an offense and a wide receiving core? And, of course, Eli Manning, a guy that has that type of speed.
You know, it means a lot because it keeps teams honest. You know, if you got a team, if you got a guy out there who can just take the top off right now, you got to respect him whenever he goes deep. And if he takes off right now, a quarterback like Eli has an arm to get it to him. So, you know, you have to make sure you're back far enough to not get blown over the top. But then it's also going to open up a lot of stuff in the middle for Keem or Victor, whoever's coming across the middle, to get the ball.
All right, before we let you go, your DB core, you guys have been pretty much an interception machine. What, 8 interceptions, you told me, in the past 2 days? A little underrated. Do people out there really know how good this Giants secondary is, Stevie?
I mean, you know, after the numbers that were out there last year, some people had a little doubt in us, but, you know, we're all back in there trying to prove everybody wrong this year, and we're all pushing each other every single day to go get the ball. And, you know, that's the goal for this season. Don't sleep on the secondary.
Fantastic. I love it. Mike, back to you.
Thank you, Anita. Let's talk about Lewis Murphy. He's averaged 30 catches a season in his pro career, fifth year, 15 yards a catch. Number 18, what have you seen of him?
Well, I see that his speed is definitely something that can help. And not only for him, if you have speed, not only can you take the top off the defense, but what you can do is you open up all the underneath stuff for the tight ends, for Cruz, for Nicks, all the underneath stuff that Victor Cruz does. So it's an important fact that you can have somebody running over the top, because that spreads everything out for all the underneath stuff.
Let's stay with the wide receivers. We have a Twitter question of the day sent to Giants camp at NYG Cap Central. Do you think Ramses Barden has a good chance to make the team this year? There's a deep squad of wide receivers.
There is, and there's a lot of people that are on this team that they've pretty much moved on, I think, the Giants. And I think he got signed back. I don't think he expected to come back. He said some things in the papers that he didn't want to come back. He wanted to move on, and now he's back. So it's a situation where you say something during the offseason that you can't take back. So it's a tough situation for him to try and make this roster.
Be careful what you say and when you say it and who you say it to.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we continue with Giants Training Camp Live. We return with the sights and sounds of training camp here at Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We're at Quest Diagnostics Training Center, and the Giants are back training in their own home facility after nearly 20 years in Albany. It's something that's been pretty special these first 6 days. So we had a little compilation for you. Here we go. The sights and sounds of the first 6 days of Giants training camp 2013.
I don't know what that means.
Day one, you yes, see sir. It.
Oh. Hey, man, you know what it is, man. Training camp 2013 Super Bowl, MetLife Stadium. I mean, we out here in the heat turning up.
Let's
go, go, go!
Okay!
Let's go!
That's the name of the game at this level. It isn't all pass and tap. You better be aggressive and competitive in terms of that. That's just exactly the way it is. And everybody know that the closer we can get to being good on both sides of the ball every day, the better off we are. Not up, down, up, down, but consistently good.
Good day in the books, man.
So Eli Manning, his best friend David Deal right there, protecting him all season long. It's different being here than in Albany. You trained in Albany every year you were with the Giants.
Yeah, the difference is the logistics of it. You're so far away from the dinner facility, the dorms, and also the practice field. So you have to get between all those places in a short amount of time. Then you got fans everywhere here. You know, you're right, not even 100 yards away from the practice field to the gym, to the
And the weight room
and all that stuff.
The weight room
and everything.
Here.
Yeah, it's everything.
All right, we'll be back. We'll wrap up this edition of Giants Training Camp live right here from our studio. Stay with us. Training Camp live, fueled by Hess. We're here at the Quest Diagnostic Training Center. We stay on the subject of wide receivers. Everyone happy to see Victor Cruz in uniform, practicing hard every single day. Question coming in 6 days ago is whether or not he'd have a lot of rust on him. Here's Victor.
You know, I'm still kind of getting back into the flow of things, getting back into the routine. I've been making a couple plays lately. I've been feeling good about myself, so hopefully I'm knocking more of that rust off today and keeping it going.
The recognition of the coverages, and then physically knocking off the rust is in terms of his acceleration in and out of breaks, his body position when he's coming in and out of breaks, those things that need to be worked on from with the defender against you in order to have a great feel for it. So those are the little things that comes with practicing, you know, in preparation.
You heard the term rust three different times there. We each used it. Is there such a thing as rust?
There is, and especially in this offense where it's a lot of reads and a lot of the quarterback being able to anticipate where the ball is going to go. Those are the types of things he misses. And then there's no way to make up for football shape. You can run and work out at your local gym, work out at your local, but you're not working with the team and you're not getting the work with the quarterback, the timing, which separates a lot of players, especially in the slot. From themselves is the fact that they can the quarterback can anticipate where they're going instead of seeing them out of their break.
All right, more wide receivers. Jarrell Jernigan, a guy that's been around a couple years. The Giants hoping for improvements from him. Here's Kevin Gilbride Jr. on Jernigan.
Mostly in his creating separation from defenders when they're trying to be physical with him. Now that's the area that I'm seeing improvement on, which is great because that's been the approach that he and I have talked about over and over and over again. He's starting to work through that, and that's a great thing to see, but there's very much that still needs to be done in order for him to be ready to be a consistent contributor.
All right, let's talk about physical. Jernigan's got to get more physical. DBs are going to get up on him, and they're going to force him off routes. What have you seen of him so far?
Well, I did see him have trouble with the stronger corners. Problem is, he's a small guy, and you know they have a lot of belief in him. They want him to be a good player. But it just, If you're not, it's like that banana that you have in your house. Either you're getting ripe or riper, or you're getting old. And the fact that they've drafted a couple people, that means he might be on his way out if he doesn't improve like they expect him to improve as a receiver on this football team.
Well, the punt return game, he could be a big factor in. I think the Giants are hoping for that because, obviously, no Dominic Hickson. Someone's got to catch punts back there and make something happen.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to want to put Reuben Randle back there, even though he looks very smooth catching those balls. But you don't want to risk injury to a taller guy back there. So Jernigan is going to have to be the guy. If not, maybe our punt returner on the Giants isn't on the roster quite yet.
Well, today the Giants went inside because of all the rain. And so they didn't go in full pads. They went with the shoulder pads. We saw a lot of passing drills, saw a lot of long passes. One that was caught by Kevin Hardy was pretty impressive, didn't you think?
Yeah, Kevin Hardy didn't get a great release off the line of scrimmage, got pushed inside to the numbers, but was able to work his way back to the sideline and find the ball. And that's one of the things that you can't teach. You can't teach a receiver to run full speed and survey the air, find the ball, make the catch, and that's exactly what he did. This is a guy at the Citadel who ran the wing T in college, wasn't able to show what he can do. But what he did do in the Citadel is he had a lot of tackles on special teams, 14 solo tackles, and that's what the Giants are going to have him do. And we're going to see what he can do mostly in these preseason games.
Now, we've talked about Reuben Randle. We heard Anita Marks talking with him. It's his second year. A lot of people think he's right there on the precipice of being great. You think about your career now, your second year, you started to develop a little bit. You told me it was probably your third year where you felt like you really belonged in this league. And in comparing your career to what you've
seen. I always felt like I belonged in the league now. Come on now. I always belonged in here.
All right. You belonged here, but I'm saying you felt like you really were starting to make an impact by your third year. This is Randle going into his second year. He's a little different, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I think the fact that now rookies play a lot sooner, they have a stable quarterback position in Eli Manning. Eli Manning's been working with him. I think those are advantages that a lot of young players don't get. He seems to be taking the coaching, and he seems to be flourishing. This, if any indication of how well he's going to do during the regular season in the first 6 days of camp, this is going to be a spectacular year for him. And Hakeem Nicks better get out there quick because, you know, those balls start flying, and he's not catching them. They kind of start to forget about the players that aren't making the plays.
Reuben Randle's been impressive so far.
Exactly.
You never know what's going to happen. Pittsburgh coming up a week from this weekend, so plenty of time, more training camp shows to go. Thanks to Amani Toomer for joining us. We hope you'll join us throughout the summer as we cover the Giants training camp live here on MSG. I'm Mike Crispino. Thanks for joining us.